It's a beautiful, cool evening out there, and we're thankful, though, to be in the living room, and we're glad you're joining us today. We want to be pleasing to the Lord. We're longing for His presence. I hope you are. Father, I just praise You. I thank You. I pray, Lord, that You'll deal with our hearts. Lord, that You'll put us in the right direction, that our antennas will be aimed right toward You. Lord, tune us up. It will be on Your channel. Oh, thank You for touching Brother Freedom in a mighty way again. Lord, he longs to be in this place that he can preach for You, but he knows it takes the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to touch him. He can do nothing without You, and that's the way it is with all of us. We're lifeless without You. Lord, touch us tonight and touch our listener. Anoint us all. Move us closer to You. Move us higher. Thank You, Lord. You're so wonderful. We give You praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Jude, verse 24. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 2, it says, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Then back in Jude, starting in verse 10, it says, But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are, without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you for your wonderful words. Thank you for this night, Lord. We put our trust in you and our faith in you. We want to praise you because you are our good God. You're our wonderful Father, and we rejoice in you tonight. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your touch upon Brother Freedom. We thank you for the work that you are about to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your joy that gives us strength. Thank you for your uplifting arms that hold us through the day and through the night. Thank you for your surrounding love and your presence with us. Fill us anew with your precious Holy Spirit and help us to be a blessing to you and a blessing to each other and those that we come in contact with. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just praise you this night. Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us. We know every good and perfect gift comes from you. All good things come from you. And Father, we just praise you. We acknowledge you as the sun come up this morning, that we can still breathe air. Those are gifts. I was reminded this week, Father, that about thanking. You know, I fell again. And how that after I fell, come to my attention, I wasn't thankful enough for what I once had because I fell again. I believe that we are to be thankful in all of our areas. It's a growing process that we start this way. We start, that's where everybody starts, but you start being thankful, you're going to grow to be a champion for God. That's what you get to be. Because God makes you a champion, you don't make yourself a champion, but you're there available. And that's what he always wants. We stand available. Father, we praise you for your goodness. Father, we thank you for that mercy. We thank you for those this night that need that special touch. We thank you for those that need to ask forgiveness. Father, we pray that you encourage that one, those ones that feel like they're on their last leg. Father, I pray that you encourage them to keep going on. Don't give up. We just pray, give them that encouragement this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says our words can cause us to fall, or our words can be a snare for us. And I believe that we as God's people is where we have to grow. It starts by just what we're talking about right here tonight. What can we do to grow in the Lord? Well, I really believe, we'll take this chapter, 2 Peter, where God has given us great and precious promises that we might be partakers of his divine nature. Having escaped the corruption of this world, and besides this, give all diligence, your faith, virtue, and virtue knowledge. You know, it takes time to obtain. This here is something we should work on. People get caught up in the cross, and I believe in the cross. But what I'm saying, this here is something beyond that. And I truly believe they're right, but I believe there's some more valuable things they should put as a must. These here are a must, and I believe it. Godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. The Bible says charity suffers long and is kind. Charity bondeth not, is not puffed up. Charity never fails. Where there's prophecies, they'll cease. Where there's tongues, shall vanish away. But the things of charity last for on forever. The Bible says that my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, this here is seeking the face of God. It says, for if these things be in you, you should never be unfruitful or barren. See, if there's a multiplication, when your life is fruitful, there's a multiplication. It keeps growing. At a young age, I grew up cows when I was a little kid. I started out with calves. A few years, I had quite a few because they multiply. If we start seeking these out things for God, they're going to multiply us. We take godliness. Godliness is being like God. Brotherly kindness, that's kindness that extends after you got it to you, all around you. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that God has purged him for his old sins. But it says, he that will do these things will never fall. And Jude there says, now unto him is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless. Faultless without a fault. He presents us faultless. And he's going to present you. But we've got to work on these areas. We just don't slide by them. It's like in the school when you went years ago in the first grade. You say, Jane saw Dick and all these little baby. But they grew into where you could write a letter. You could make communication. And that's why the Christians don't really make a communication. Our lack in communication with us and God. These connect us to God, taking on his nature. That should be our desire. I take on his nature. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, godliness, charity, loving kindness. That should be my aim in life, to take on his likeness. It says, wherefore, give diligence that you make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Never fall. Now, I've been falling, but I fall because of my legs. But this says you'll never fall. Never means it's not going to happen. If we do our homework right and seek God, whereby has given us great and precious promises that we might be partakers of His divine nature. We've been grafted in as His child. So it's up to us to learn a little bit about Him. It's no more than fair. God saves us, fills us, touches us, but we need to take time to work a little for Him. I know years ago, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, I want me to tithe my time and reading the Word. He knew that I need to know more of His Word. But it was time very well spent. And anything we do for the Lord is well time well spent. It's going to help us. And for godliness, brotherly kindness, you know, kindness. Just being kind to someone else, it makes the day. How you doing there? You know, just a little bit of casual conversation like that. Or a smile. Have a good day. It gets catching. Bible said He wants our light to show shine before men that they might see our good works. Our good works. The trouble is we don't know the Word of God well enough. We don't hide enough of Him in us. We haven't got nothing to show of ourselves. We need to be full of the Lord. The glory of God should be oozing out of our being. We take on His nature. Glory. Hallelujah. The glory of God is in you. The glory. You're excited for God. I used to go to meetings. If I had to speak, I'd jump for joy. I'd leap for joy. I couldn't help myself. I'd get happy. I'd leap. But it's in the Word of God. Leap for joy. When you're full of the Lord, you'll leap for joy. Now I'm chained down. Take a little bit of air out of my tires and take a little bit of my gasoline out of my tanks. And see, the Bible says that we have to decrease for God to increase. After we grow, there comes that time when we have to decrease. It means our old man is going. Our old nature is going. There's no more of us in there. It's just God. When we started out, just a little bit of, we just had a little bit of God. Well, Lord, I want to be like You, but You had a whole lot of yourself there. I'll tell you, to have the Spirit really working in you, you've got to decrease to, He is it. I want to read something else in Jude there. That's what happens to us when we start getting the self. Woe to them, for they have given themselves away to the way of Cain. They've gone greedily in error of Balaam. When we start trying to mouth it, we're in the flesh. Pretty soon, God lets us do it. Pretty soon, our gifts are tarnished. He wants to do it. These are thoughts of your flesh. This is what happened to the early church. The early church didn't say full of the nature. Then self got in there. And pretty soon, self, full gospel ministry the same way. Self took over. And pretty soon, self was ruled. And God was out of the picture. Men was around, but God had left the picture because they had to do it backwards instead of forward. This for God, you got to do it every day until the last day. And continue growing. We have to take on His nature. And yet, like the Israelites did in the desert, it says, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. That's what we get to doing. In Romans, it talks about the same things. And God turns over reprobate minds. It's very dangerous to go on in ourself. Self just messes up the pudding. It doesn't have no more love in it. It says love suffers long. Love never fails. But the prophecies, they shall cease. This is just in man to do it. Self. If we get a little on the weak side and we don't get encouraged, we're walking in self. And Satan just passes on the bus and says, well, you're doing fine there. And pretty soon we get, yeah, well, I'm really doing good here. The Lord says, well, you know, you're walking yourself. But a lot of times we don't like to admit it. We have to come out and be separate, said the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And I'll receive it. It means the gifts too. And how do you keep these gifts sanctified? You got to take on the nature. When you pray through, you should get rid of what's in you. And then God can come in and fill you. The old praying through method was the best method ever was. You thought you was getting a little bit dry? Just prayed, kind of machine, the glory, until you got so drunk in the Lord, and God just, when you got up, well, you left. You're a different person. But that's what you're doing. Exactly that same method. It can be done in what you read. You gotta get rid of the old to have place for the new. That's where it takes faith. Lord, I don't like my attitude. Well, then do something about it, child. What can I do about it? Just humble yourself before me. Seek me. I'll help you to overcome. But we get so proud, and pride is something that causes us to mess up, but also causes Satan to mess up. Ephesians, the second chapter, it talks about the prince of power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Satan. We was his children. That's ye hath he quickened. Ye hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Now we was dead for the things of God. We were born, we're dead. Our flesh is still there. With time past, walking according to the course of this world. Our gifts the same way. If we don't stay excited about the gifts, then we need to back away and pray till we get it, before we can handle it. The churches have forgotten about praying. But that's the only way that you can ever really get right with God. Nobody likes to think that, but it has to be. The prince of power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. He's going full bore. And he does it in such a way that most people don't notice it. He's normal for them. What I'm trying to tell you, with the Lord, normal's not good enough. We got to get it extreme for God. You got to push yourself a little bit. If you sit back and relax, you're going to miss it. And when the trouble of God comes, you're going to be maybe listening to something else the time when you miss it. See, when we go up by the grave, God deals with us as a sort of a different way. We go meet Jesus in that day. He says he's coming after spotless, without any spot or wrinkle. Zealous of good works. I hope out there you're listening in, because you need to listen in to this. That's where we get off wrong. I've seen some people, they were pretty good, and they started and thought they had a gift of a prophecy, and they didn't have it yet. But they wanted to give it anyway. And pretty soon, they were saying things that hurt somebody. That was wrong. Also, it was hurting them. See, our churches, I can see they had a right to some of this, because without the Holy Spirit, if you have the Holy Spirit, you don't have that problem. But that's where discernment comes in there. He becomes a policeman, the prophet. Who come and shepherd? The prophet speaks with power. If you get a ticket going down someplace and the officer comes up to you and he just comes in there plain clothes, you're going to want to see where his badge is. That's what we do with the Lord sometimes. We're not really going thorough in seeing where it's coming from. God's God. And he has people that are dedicated in the gifts. The gifts without repentance. When God gives you a gift, if you go off and do wrong, you still got the gift. The one that is doing the work, if he's in himself, he's slandering God, really. And God's name gets ruined from him. But still, God's still God. If God's not the problem. What I'm talking about should be preached in the churches. Should have been years ago, but nobody said nothing about it. God have a message, but I know I was right at that time. I prayed through and I was right on the center of God's will at that time. He's telling you to give a message out that they need to get closer to him. And these little, just like in the Old Testament, false prophets get up and say, oh, you're my little children, you're all right. You don't have to worry about this. But we need to be educated in the move of God, because Satan is very much alive. That's the principle of the air. It says he shows himself as God even. I don't like to say these things, but I know that there is times when people are there in the flesh. And that's what we really need to be careful. Because God's God. And myself, a lot of times I know I've interpretation. I wait two or three times to make sure I got what it's supposed to be, because it's a very responsibility is great. Because the flesh cannot do the things of God. It says in Romans, we have to have the Spirit of God, not the flesh. flesh of man has a way of pulling us down to a standard that's not right with God. I'm just trying this to help you out to make sure you're right with God. And you're growing with God. There's not too many people I think in those gifts anymore, but it's a very special place. Because God can speak to churches. He can tell you what's happening. He can warn you. All these comes through the Spirit of God. God's not messed up. People get messed up. And then that's where it's wrong. And that's why a lot of churches have said, we don't want to earn a church, because that's why. The early church must have happened to them the same way. Jude was speaking to the people there. All words is parallel. What was there touches us now. The word never changes. If God keep another 1,000 years, it'd still be in. It's not, but I'm saying if it did, it's still fitting then. It's all parallel. The word of God is always on. He never makes mistakes. The glory of God is, we need to take on the nature of God, though. Every one of you that are out there, if you want to work in the gifts, I want to say go for it. But just be careful. Put your whole heart in what you're doing. If you've argued with your wife, had a fight, don't come there and try to use the gift that night. Now, I've seen this happen. So it's something we just should watch ourselves. I'm talking about something tonight maybe that a lot of people don't want to hear, but it's one of those things we need to keep ourselves clean as unto the Lord. It says, whom also in times past we have our conversation with the lust of the flesh, the fulfilling and desire of the flesh as of the mind, and are by our nature children of wrath even as others. Nature of God is not messed up, but Satan's nature is messed up. What we grew up in was Satan's nature. When we got saved, that nature was to change. That's what sometimes people think that's so hard to do. But God wants to translate us in from glory into glory. It means our old glory life is not in the spot. I remember there was a church here that moved in. They came in from out of town, and they had a good name. But some of them, their nature wasn't always. I remember their top little ladies one night. She was drunk as could be. So there's something that don't fit. The gift is not right. Put it that way. We need to keep ourselves clean in the Lord. And we grow in learning. We grow and mature in staying there with God. God will help us through it. God wants to help us so that we might have that blessed hope. God is coming back through the clouds of glory, and we need to be ready. And He will tell us, I believe, when it gets down pretty close. And He's coming back very soon, but we need to stay ready. Because if we miss that, you already go into a condition we don't want to see. I do know when Jesus, that time, the Antichrist is going to come in full bore. But I do know He's a lot more powerful right now than He has been. He's here very powerful. That's why you don't see the Holy Spirit moving very much. A lot of places He's not welcome. And that's a shame. They say He's for the back room only. No, my God's not back room. He's God. That's a shame that some people say that's what they do. We have Him, but it's for us when we know that's from themselves. But God has something to help us in this life and the life to come. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. This sums up what we're talking about. For grace we save through faith, not of works, as a gift of God, lest any man should boast. God is not slack concerning His promise. Some men count slackness, but long-suffering, lest we're not willing in any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God has never messed up, and we get messed up. And I just want to encourage all of you, if you ever get messed up, just keep on going anyway. God will forgive you, help you. But I just like to encourage you, if you're not right with God, please don't try to interpret a gift. Because you're going to get off on it. If self's there, you need to get off right then, because it's not even yourself. It should come back through the Spirit of God. If you're thinking, then you should, myself said it, so I'm going to back off. I'd like to see you do that. Just back off and not do nothing. And pray that you'll get the interpretation sooner or later. God is holy. He deals with people We're not holy. Every one of us, when he saved us, we weren't holy. We're still not really holy. It says our holiness is filthy rags. We'll never get good enough. But where we come in, we try. And God sees where we try. They asked Jesus how many times. He says, 7 times 7. 490 times a day. If they ask forgiveness. And I believe that's God. He just keeps forgiving. Maybe will come a time when we don't have to ask forgiveness. But until we get to that point, we need to keep continually ask. Pray, God, help me to be an overcomer. Help me that I might be victorious this last day, Father. Help me. Oh, that I might take on your nature. Lord God, that I might live victorious for you this day. That I might have the glory upon me. And I'd not be ashamed, a sham for you, or you'd be ashamed of me. I'd be your child. Help us to come to that spot. We seek you first, your kingdom. And all these things shall be added. Father, we just pray for people tonight. Pray that they'll understand that we love them. And you love them. Pray that God will bless them in a mighty way this night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for joining us. And thanks for coming in the living room. And if you get messed up, you want to listen to these wonderful words from the Lord. God bless you, Brother Freedom. And thank the Lord for God's goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.